Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen, and today we're reading 2 Chronicles 13 through 16. Let me start by sharing the overwhelming emotions that you all have given me over the past 24 hours. I always get a little nervous to ask who is still with me in this journey for fear of hearing crickets. Well, let me tell you, way more of you responded than I ever expected. It's like God was reiterating once again, I told you so, because I really did question whether I should do this study again. So thank you. I surely know this is not about me and this is about your faith journey, but in the midst of it all, you all have given me the encouragement that I need to keep on keeping on. I am beyond humbled by all of you, so a sincere thank you. Please don't feel bad or down or guilty about missing some readings. Just paperclip the parts you miss and start back up with today's reading or whatever day you pick it back up. Quitting this journey because you're behind is like slashing all of your tires when you get one flat tire. You've probably seen that meme or that quote before. Don't let evil win and stop you from reading some, even if reading all takes you longer than 1 year. I hope that makes sense. Even if you miss a month or a few weeks or whatever it is, still read the rest and don't just stop and say you'll start next year. You can finish at the beginning of next year. I hope that makes sense. On to today's readings. Wanted, people with a heart loyal to God. No age limit, experience not necessary. Educational background doesn't matter. Physical limitations, no problem. Open to anyone, regardless of race, color, sex, or national origin. Equal opportunity employer, no mandatory retirement age. That, of course, is in today's My Daily Walk. So what do you think? Do you qualify for the job? And don't we wish we all had job openings that were written like that? It just really opens your eyes that this is open to everyone. It's not specific or selective. It is open for you. And what did you think of King Asa the second time around? While he was one of the few good kings during this time, I feel like there might be some good lessons for us to learn, especially if we've drifted away from God and or this Bible study. Let's all do the best we can and learn from Asa's mistakes. I'm going to be honest that when you're on this journey, you're going to have highs and lows in your relationship. Sometimes you feel really close and sometimes you feel far apart. So that's why this Bible reading is different for everybody every year, depending on where you are with your relationship with God. So this is from a Got Questions link on King Asa. Despite a less than ideal end to his reign, Asa is considered a godly and good king. His son Jehoshaphat succeeded him and ruled for 25 years. Jehoshaphat was also a godly ruler, following in his father's footsteps and seeking the Lord. Yet he also made foolish alliances with those who did not follow the Lord. The life of King Asa is an example to all of us of how easy it is to drift away from the Lord. Asa began his reign with a strong commitment to God, but as years went by, his dedication faltered, bringing unnecessary trouble. A great time for you to stop and ask yourself where you are in your journey with the Lord and where you are in your relationship with God. Tomorrow is 2 Chronicles 17 through 20. Happy reading! This podcast is brought to you by Travel with Friends. Europe is filled with heritage and culture and has beautiful scenery. Italy is home to some of the world's most iconic art, architecture, and cuisine. Ireland has beautiful landscapes. Scotland is rich in heritage. England shares the origin of the Protestant and Methodist faith. From the coast to the capital, Greece is filled with amazing cuisine and abundant history. Travel with us and experience the best of Europe. Just give us a call at 501-379-9226 or email friends@travelwithfriends.com or click the link in the description and let us make your travel dreams come true.